Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, Terry.
We do.
We're going to have some fun today. A lot of good things lined up for you. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Isn't it so nice to see the sunshine?
It is beautiful.
There's a beautiful blue sky out there. I saw an eagle the first thing I got in this morning. Oh. Like, it's just one of those mornings. It's a nice Friday.
Oh, goodness. That's amazing. I want to see an eagle soaring around this morning. I'm jealous.
I'm so spoiled. I've got an eagle's nest right across the street from me, and just every once in a while I get to see them. It's just beautiful.
Okay, do you know what kind of eagles? I have to ask.
Bald. And I'm not trying to call them out. Like, I feel like that was rude. Just because I got a full head of hair in my 40s doesn't mean I should be calling out another. That was not classy of me. I apologize.
How dare you?
I'm terrible. You go ahead and do your job. I'm sorry, Brittany. I'm
sorry. Oh, goodness. Well, those eagles that don't have much hair, loving the winds right now. Mm. They're breezy out of the northwest at about 30 miles per hour.
Nicely done.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, that's the only bad downfall today is just some breezy winds out of the northwest. So it's going to keep us into the mid-50s today, but that's not bad compared to the rain we had to deal with yesterday, so we'll take it. And then this weekend, not a cloud in the sky. We're going to soar to the 70s. And now we still have the potential for maybe some 80s on Monday, but it's looking further and further south now, unfortunately. But, hey, 70s are fantastic.
We'll take it. We will take it. Not a bad weekend. Not a bad sounded weekend at all. About what you had predicted for us. You kind of gave us a heads up about this, and we appreciate that. Love working with you, Brittany. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. Get us all up to date on weather and what we got coming up.
Nice. I was going to ask her if there was any snow coming, but I figured I wouldn't be anybody's fan, you know. Not that I'm over it, right? Yeah, not that I'm still looking for snow, but.
It's, I've thought about you a lot throughout the winter, in part because of that, and, you know, the teasing we give each other about the snow and everything. But in any time I was reading about up north and hearing about what they were going through up north and how hard that has been and stuff, people like yourself that love the winter and the winter months and everything, I couldn't help but think of.
Yeah.
For every person that has been enjoying it, there are people out there that have had to struggle over this winter, and that's been rough to see, to read about, and to hope. And to see a lot of the good, though, that has been a positive, to see a lot of people trying to help out businesses up north and a lot of that.
And this sunshine is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've already got, like, a list of things I'm going to do outside over the weekend.
Nice,
you know what I mean?
Nice,
like, just getting things ready for spring.
Got that list in your head. Yeah. Ugh. You finally can start getting to it and everything. We've got a list that we've got to get to. We've got about 5 hours of show to cram into these 2 hours, and we're going to do it and have fun while we're at it. We have got, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up, where we celebrate not just today, but Saturday and Sunday birthdays. Looking forward to that. After our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. And we've been doing game shows. We're going to take a break from game shows just for today, just because we have a special one we want to play. We'll do that. Looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun. Got some other great topics we want to get into as well, Terry. We've got to kind of, you and I are going to go throwing back. We're going back to the 90s. We're going to go back to the 90s a little bit, which is so difficult for you and I that we hate doing.
Right?
Yeah, we'll do that. That should be fun. But I want to kick things off talking a little United Way and talking about some other local things in our area here. First off, United Way, on our Sunrise show, if you were listening, you got to hear how Community Shred Day went. Successful. Very good to hear that, Terry. But as one event ends, you've got about 20 coming up. and there's a lot of good ones right around the corner.
Yeah, so we did. I do want to just thank everybody who participated in Shred Day. We had two sponsors, Prevail Bank and Bank Account. And so United Way was able to leverage $2,000 in donations from them. And then we also had another $570 that came in from those who were dropping off shreds. So, just a remarkable. And that actually kickstarts, that money goes towards our fall campaign for this year. So it's kind of like, fun little jump start.
Yeah.
We're also midway through our calendar raffle. So for the month of April, we had a calendar raffle to see who the winners are. Those are posted on our website and posted each day on our Facebook. So you can check that out if you happen to have jumped in on the calendar raffle. You can see who the winners are to date. So that's exciting. We are also, for the month of April, accepting new and used, gently used children's books. Those are for our Great Book Giveaway event. Great Book Giveaway happens the week after school stops for summer. Mm-hmm. Then we have a series of Reading in the Park events where we go around, some volunteers read to the kids, and then they leave with new books that they get to keep for summer. So we have never... It's very interesting. We've been doing this event a long time. Mm-hmm. We have never had to purchase books because of the donations
that
come in.
Cool.
And so it's really awesome, and we appreciate that. And, you know, it's kind of, and I went through this with my own kids, right? Like, you have these little baby board books and then easy reader books and that kind of thing. And you struggle with, like, you don't want to part with them.
Oh, no.
But at the same time, you don't really want them anymore. You
what know? Are you going to do
with them? This is a great opportunity because they are getting right back into the hands of kids here in the in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just something you can feel good about. We are accepting those donations for another 2 weeks up through April 26th. And those need to be dropped off at our office, which is 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. And we are taking donations each day from 8:30 until 4 p.m.
And when it comes to reading mentors and people reading to these kids, Terry, well, that's something, another fun aspect of this time of year and with this event.
Yeah, for sure. So we do have reading mentors in the classrooms, and that'll be, you know, kind of sunsetting mid-May.
Yeah.
And then we also do take anybody who would like to volunteer for one of the Great Book Giveaway events. They can come. They do need to connect with Ben in our office. And we will, you know, we usually have like three or four readers at each location. So we go all over. You know, to each small community that makes up our Southwood County area, as well as Adams County. So those are posted. You can see when those are. So if you say, gosh, you know, I'd really like to join and read when you're at the Vesper Library. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you just need to connect with Ben and we can get you on the list. And basically, we just ask you to read your favorite children's book. You can bring your own book or you can grab one off of our table, right? So we'll have hundreds of books there that the kids can then pick from. So you certainly can do that as well. Last year it was fun. We had an author who donated 50 copies of their book that they wrote. And so the reader that day, the volunteer, read the book to the children and then they got to pick their normal ones themselves, you know, where they self-shop, but then they each also got a copy of that book. So, that was really fun. We've just had a lot of great things going with this. Other things coming up, well, reminder, tax day is Monday, so My Free Taxes is still
Monday? It's Monday?
You know, get your...
I gotta go.
Get your stuff together, dude.
You got this, right?
Okay. So... if you need a place to file your taxes and your household income was less than $79,000, you can do it for free on our website. So you go to uwswac.org, click on My Free Taxes, and you can do it. And it's super easy and mobile friendly, you know, really user friendly. If you just you just put in what they're asking you, it does all of the work for you. So that is an option if you haven't, James, you know, explored your options yet. We also have signups right now for United We Can. So companies that or organizations or families that might want to do a food sculpture, United We Can will be on June 18th, which is a Tuesday. But building of constructions happens during the day from 10 to 4, and then they are on display for the Rafter game that evening. This is an effort to bring awareness to hunger in our community. The bonus is then all that food gets distributed to food programs, but it's really about hunger awareness and making people just, you know, kind of pause and think about what that means here in Southwood County, Adams County, you know, our surrounding area. So we are taking signups for that. And then we also, James, hot off the press, we're launching a new event program, I guess, this year. We will be doing, based on feedback that we've received for needs amongst, you know, really our most vulnerable population, is from Mother's Day till Father's Day, we will be doing a community baby shower, and we will be collecting diapers, wipes, and creams. So you know, diaper rash creams. And those will then be distributed in places where people may go. So you might think about the family center, the food pantry, First Choice Pregnancy Center. There's different places where people might reach out because they have a need for diapers or wipes. And so we will be doing that from, again, Mother's Day to Father's Day.
That's so cool.
And then we will be making those distributions of those items. One thing, and this is not even out there, it's not even on our website yet. Like, we're literally finalizing the flyer for it right now. But one of the things, the questions that we've gotten is, you know, gosh, I don't really want to go to Walmart and buy, you know, a box of diapers. Could I just write a check? Absolutely. But what we will be doing with all of the money for this is we're going to go out and buy diapers and wipes. Yeah, so we have big pile, you know, that we can we can then distribute. So this will be a first time for us doing this event. Our other friends within the United Way network have been doing this. It's just another way to help alleviate some of the financial burden that someone might have. They might not be having that burden all the time, but maybe, you know, there's no savings account and the car breaks down.
Yeah.
And so this is another way that that can help, right? They can get their resources in the right places, hand up, right?
Yeah.
And so we're really looking forward to this and seeing what comes in and having, you know, partners around the community help us promote it and gather those up. So just something to keep on your mind. Starting May 12th, we'll be looking for diapers and wipes and diaper rash cream, all need to be unopened.
Yes.
So we're not taking any like partial cases of diapers or anything like that. You know, because sometimes that does happen, right?
Yeah,
like like your child no longer fits in that size, so they need to start the next size. We just can't, you know, we just need to keep everything fresh and new. So we're just really looking forward to it and seeing what kind of response the community brings forward.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. First off, I appreciate you breaking that news for us and letting us know about that. We always appreciate that kind of information. And you know, I've mentioned many, many times how the United Way pays attention to their community, listens to their community, and this is more evidence of that. But the it's one thing to kind of put a Band-Aid on something or to try to, you know, assist somebody. But you said it right there in your what you were saying, a hand up. The United Way is such a believer in that, such a good worker of that. And we don't get to know the impact that this makes in the future right now, but you can feel it. You know, when you're impacting the youth, when you're helping young families or just parents in general, you know, the items that are going to be offered to these parents are is vital and important. Just as important what comes along with that, community support.
Mm-hmm.
How many times as a parent do you remember feeling community support or feeling support in general? We need more of that. And that you have that with this. The impact this makes on the future. These are kids. They didn't ask to be in these situations. And you help these kids, they go on and do good. And they go on and put into their community. They go on and it's the greatest investment we can make. And it's just so cool to hear how not only the United Way, but other community partners and this community in general supports these things. And I got to say, too, one thing I love about this community, and even when I was a knucklehead kid, I realized about this area, we get things done.
Oh, absolutely.
We get things done in this area. Don't just wait for people to do this or that or whatever. People get things done. That's a good example of it, Terry.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Really cool to hear. I love the time frame of it, by the
way.
Yeah,
is that fun?
It's very smart.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, and then just one other thing. On May 1st, we will be at the library, at McMillan Library, with a summer fun fair for kids, like middle school age kids. I mean, any kids could come. But it's really to learn about, you know, what's kind of available for summer. For kids to do in the community. So we call it Summer Fun Fair. Ben from our team will be there, you know, leading that. And we've got, I want to say there's maybe like 9-10 organizations that'll be there with a table in the all-purpose room and just, you know, just talking to kids. Hey, you know, this is something. You have this interest. You could, you know, join us for the summer or something like that. Just to keep kids busy.
Yeah.
Good busy over the summer.
Yeah. Very cool.
And engaged with others.
Encourage you to check out more and keep up to date on the United Way with uwswac.org, uwswac.org. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back and get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Looking at their Facebook posts, which we encourage you to check out. Got some great specials on there today. Their breakfast special, a shrimp burrito.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
That is interesting. Mm. I don't know that would be on my radar.
Yeah.
Like, but it sounds good.
They've got steak and shrimp as a lunch special. They've got a lot of great meals.
Steak and shrimp for lunch?
Yes, yes.
That's we should go.
Yeah, that does sound really good. We're doing that. Clam chowder or a dumpling soup for you available. And other great things. They got a wonderful menu and a really exciting menu, I think. Especially for if you're looking for that maybe to try something different, but also your traditional stuff is there. The great food, great prices. You're going to love the atmosphere. The people will blow you away. Just wonderful people over there at El Cafe. We wish them a very happy day and a good weekend to all of them. Want to remind you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Hit us up that way. And, of course, feel free to call up and join the conversation. Call up anybody. We'd love to hear from you. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Get those B-days and anniversaries to us. Terry, we've got 3 days to celebrate here, but you've got easy work ahead of you because it's two options every day.
Okay.
You've got one or two every day. So one or two.
Oh, okay. This will be funny. See if you catch this. 2-1-1.
Oh, nicely done. Nicely done. Call 211 for all your needs. And shout out to our friends over there. 211. That was good. It was really good. Let's go. We got our qualifiers here. So let's go ahead and get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Rick Gates.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one. And our qualifier today, Crystal Martok.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
Crystal, wish you a great day. Enjoy your day, and thanks so much for getting us that birthday. Wish on Saturday a happy birthday to Frank Williams.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one. And we wish happy birthday to Kim Marie Espinoza.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Kim is a friend of my sister's and a family friend, and we wish her well. She's actually, considering it's tax season and stuff, that's what her focus is. She works a lot on that and everything. So hope you're having an okay tax season.
I was going to say, she's probably not even listening.
Yeah, no. I wish you a good birthday. And on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to Bailey Jones.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
That's a good name. Bailey Jones. That's a good name. Happy birthday, Bailey. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier on Sunday, Ashley Krause.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Enjoy, Ashley. We wish you a good one and wish everybody celebrating a birthday anniversary out there a fantastic day. Enjoy. Whether it is Saturday or Sunday, celebrate all weekend long. We encourage you to. Have fun. Let's take a quick look at our celebrity birthdays for this weekend. Brooklyn Decker is 37, Sports Illustrated cover model. She acted a little bit, too, and she's married to Andy Roddick, famous tennis player.
Okay.
Let's see here. Claire Danes is 45. She was on Homeland and a couple of other shows. I think a lot of people would recognize her if they saw her, one of those actresses. Let's see. Oh, Shannon Doherty is 53. Wow.
That one I actually know.
Yeah, right. Of course, on Charmed and famous from Beverly Hills 90210. And more importantly, I would say, especially in recent years, a cancer survivor. And has been very honest with sharing a lot of what she has gone through with her struggles and surviving that. And admire that. I admire anybody that can do those things. We celebrated this birthday over on the Sunrise Show. Happy 67th birthday to Vince Gill. Mr. Amy Grant.
They're probably equal, right? Like
I've heard him say that before, so that's not my line. That's Mr. Gill's incredible artist. You can't talk about the history of music without Vince Gill. Yeah, not just
he's
country
amazing.
Music, like Vince.
Yeah.
We were talking about this over there. I think it's so cool to look at a person's arc of their career. Amy Grant is a good example. Pop star kind of finds, you know, that's not really doing it for me. I want to go into soul, into gospel music, and that's where her career went. Vince Gill gets a start with Pure Prairie League and a little bit of pop success with Amy and some of that, and kind of goes away a little while, learns his craft a little bit more, discovers how much he really wants to just do country. And they tell him, you know, in the early 80s, Vince, you're not country enough. And then he goes on.
Right.
It just becomes one of the faces of country music. Like, incredible artist. And you've seen him live, right?
Yeah. 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 He's amazing.
He's one of those guys live that really brings it, it seems like.
He's good.
David Letterman, 77 today for David Letterman. One of the best interviewers I've ever seen. I grew up liking David Letterman.
Not going to lie. Miss that show.
I do too.
I can't stay up that late anymore.
No. big fan.
But I still miss it.
Andy Garcia is 68 today. Fantastic actor. Maybe most recognizable from The Untouchables, but a lot of different roles Andy Garcia has played.
What was the movie he did with Meg Ryan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
He was a pilot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it. What is that? I know which one you're talking about.
Anyway, yeah, I like that movie.
The great, the legend, the wonderful Midwest Zone, Ed O'Neill is 78 today. Modern Family, Married with Children.
Let's just call it like it is. Al Bundy.
He's Al Bundy. He is the Al Bundy. He's one of the greatest TV dads of all time. I'm not saying that because he was a good dad.
Right. Most recognizable, right? Like,
but certainly the work on that show. And I know I've talked about this before, but I was talking about it with some students and another friend of mine the other day. And Married with Children did exactly what Ozzie and Harriet did. It completely changed the way that this TV sitcom and the way we see families. All of a sudden, it was okay to not be perfect. It was okay to be not have that much money. It was basically showing you a lot of America, showing a lot of the American family. And long before Roseanne and some other shows, Married with Children would do that. But there's a couple of things that really stand out to me and I love about that show. One, anytime Al would fall from the roof and they just throw the dummy. Like, I don't know why, but that get me every time. But a thing that I think a lot of families can relate to that I never saw on network TV until The Married with Children, they would rip each other like crazy. But if somebody else did, no, you don't mess with
even
the
bunnies. Even if you were fuming mad with that person a second ago,
You had your family members back. You had your brothers, sisters back, all that. I love that about that show. I love the dynamic about it. It was a fun show.
I thought you were going to talk about like Peggy's ashes dropping in the food she's making.
Yeah, that was always rough too. That was great Ed O'Neill. And I do have to say real quick, thank you to him because he gave me some advice and took 5 minutes to talk to me that he didn't have to. And it is a credit to him as a person, just a good guy. I could talk about him as an actor, and he's a thespian. People don't know this about Ed O'Neill. He's a thespian. He can like act.
See, and I can't. I never really like watched Modern Family, mm-hmm. but like I can't look at him and not just. He's just Al Bundy for me. Yeah. Like I can't. Yeah. I don't know.
He's a good one. Let's see here. John Kay is 80. He is Steppenwolf. Born to Be Wild, Magic Carpet Ride, plenty of great hits from them. Herbie Hancock is 84 today. Wow, two big-time Chicagoans, Ed O'Neill and Herbie Hancock, celebrating birthdays. Rocket was big when we were kids.
Yeah.
There's a couple of hits from him. Some people no longer with us, like Tom Clancy, born in this day in 1947, passed away in 2013. The author that your grandfather reads. No, I'm kidding. He's a great author. Great American writer. Some of All Fears, The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger. His books are going to be made into movies the end of time.
And how many, are already?
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. And David Cassidy, born in this day in 1950. Keith Partridge from the Partridge family, of course. His daughter is Katie Laurel Lance, who was on Arrow and a couple of things. And Tiny Tim, born in this day in 1932. Wow. Tiny Bubbles or whatever he's saying. I don't remember. some people are, as we look at Saturday birthdays for April 13th, Glenn Hawthorne is 48. A lot of people know him from Always Sunny, or I'm from AP Bio and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Lou Bega, Mambo number 5. 49 for Lou Bega. Max Weinberg is 73 from the Max Weinberg Show. Ron Perlman is 74. Sons of Anarchy, he's Hellboy. He was Vincent in the original Beauty and the Beast in the 80s.
Oh, interesting.
My mom loved that show, that original Beauty and the Beast show. She really liked
like,
that.
Like you're talking the series, like the television
the TV
show.
Series, yeah. He was, and he was another one where they told him, well, this is probably the only kind of parts you're ever going to get. You're going to be behind makeup. You're going to be behind all that stuff. And Ron Perlman's had a great career. One of the greatest voices you'll ever hear, the Reverend Al Green, is 78 today. Let's Stay Together. So many good songs for Mr. Al Green. You better be in a mood if you're going to listen to Al Green. I'll say that. That's for sure. Some people no longer with us, like Paul Sorvino, born in this day in 1939, Paulie and Goodfellas, and was on Law and Order, the first original cast of Law and Order. Great actor. Don Adams, born in this day in 1923. He is Agent 86 from Get Smart. He was, of course, the legendary voice of Inspector Gadget and Tennessee Tuxedo.
Okay.
Butch Cassidy, born in this day in 1866, passed away in 1908. Legendary lawman. Thomas Jefferson, born in this day in 1743, passed away in 1826. Author of the Declaration of Independence and third president of these United States. And taking a quick look at Sunday birthdays, Abigail Breslin, born in the day, 28 years old for her. Great character actor. A great actor. A young actor. Let's see here. Sarah Michelle Gellar, 47 on Sunday. Buffy is... Adrian Brody is 51 on Sunday. Legendary actor. Great actor. Really think he's good. And, people we also want to mention. Pete Rose, going to be 83 on Sunday.
Oh.
He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. The Wrestling Hall of Fame. I give that. Brad Garrett is 64, all 6'8" of him. Everybody Loves Raymond, the brother on Everybody Loves Raymond. He's been in a bunch of other stuff, too. He's in the commercials, the Subway, not Subway, but one of the sub commercials. He's hilarious in them. He's very funny.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And we wrap up with wishing a very happy birthday on Sunday to somebody no longer with us. Loretta Lynn would have been 92. Born in 1932, passed away just last year. Country legend, coal miner's daughter. You can't talk about the history of music and not mentioning her. That's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we wish everybody celebrating one out there a great one and joy. And I can't think of a better place to celebrate than over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us. Go ahead and head on over there. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Stick around, everybody. We got a news break coming up here, and then we're going to get to making you a star of the day, get you some free Culvers coming up right here on The Morning Show. Have a chance, like right? What? I don't know if it's a realistic song. I don't know. Great song. Dolly playing Terry and I in. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're gonna have some fun here in a moment. I just had to do that. I had to do that. But we got to do something else. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for all of you. If you know it, hey, call up 424-2600. You'll get yourself a chance to win not a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Not just two kids' meals, not just two adults' meals. Free Culvers, everybody. That's a family pack of four.
That sounds awesome.
We send a big, big, big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. If you have a Culvers in your community, you've got a Culvers that puts into their community. We're very thankful to Culvers for doing that. Appreciate our friends over there at Culvers. Great, great people. Get some Culvers in your life, everybody. Get rid of the call, 715-424-2600, and let Terry and I know what TV theme song this is.
That was fast.
Yeah, got it right away. Got it right away. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, so close. Oh, so close. So close. That's not bad. Actually, that's a pretty.
You know,
pretty
I'm
close.
Wondering if those beginnings sound the same.
Yeah, they do sound a little similar.
Huh?
Let's go ahead and see if
see
we
got.
Yep. Good morning. What's your answer?
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice job.
Nicely done. Can I get your first name?
Andy.
Sandy?
Andy.
Oh, Andy. Andy, okay.
Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y.
It is Sandy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was having a hard time hearing you. I got to turn my headphones up, I think. Sandy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. What town are you calling us from?
Oh, Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Were you a Hee-Haw fan? Did you get to watch that growing up?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. When we first moved out here, my Nana Papa found that show and loved it. Just loved that show. We watched it all the time. It was a fun show, and we appreciate you having some fun with us. And you are a new star of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Sandy, hang on the line. Got to get a little information from you when we get done wrapping up here. But thank you so much for listening and playing along. It's a lot of fun.
I can't remember the last time I've seen that intro. That's what I was like, because I get the advantage of seeing it on the screen, which people don't get. But when I would see that, I was like, oh my gosh, brings back memories.
Earlier this week, we got to celebrate the birthday of the great Sheb Woolley, born in 1921, passed away in 03. Rodeo rider and country singer, and best known for the 1958 novelty song, The Purple People Eater, and the theme to Hee-Haw.
Oh, cool.
So we thought we'd celebrate him a little bit. Sure, Sheb, a great banjo player. And of course, Hee-Haw had its success. It aired from 1969 to 1993 on TNN, and from 96 to 97, the revival, the return of it. Buck Owens, Roy Clark, legends, like literal legends of music running that show. Minnie Pearl. Was it Minnie Pearl?
Yeah, it was Minnie Pearl. Yeah.
One of my favorite, like, act. I really love her her comedic timing. I learned so much from, like, her and Lucille Ball. Well, like, just incredible artists, incredible actors, and a fun show. Just a fun show. Wanted to celebrate it. And thank you so much for letting us do that. We got ourselves a new star of the day. We're going to get some information from her. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Got it, shout. Got it. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the weekend. We got some fun stuff to get into. We'll take it to the top of the hour. We got great things coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well, getting some entertainment. Got a couple of fun topics for us to dive into, Terry. I want to get into one of those would you rather questions I got for you.
Oh, I love those.
I got that. And we got 4 last minute tax tips. We'll see. We'll get those in at the last minute.
Like, start sorting through your paperwork.
Yeah, like, do it now. Like, get on it. Get on it. So I've always been very appreciative of being somebody that I don't take joy in other people's sadness, or, you know, I would rather see my team win than my heated rival win, you know, or my team, you know, I don't take joy out of more joy out of somebody losing than my team winning, like that kind of thing. And I don't, regardless of who it is, I don't take pleasure in somebody passing. Regardless of how they live their life, because I always think of no matter who it is, they got loved ones out there, and
absolutely, yeah,
you have
for
to
sure.
think of that. And I think we forget that sometimes in society when we're making our jokes and our memes and a lot of that. And yesterday, breaking while we were on air, was the passing of O.J. Simpson. And we touched on that. And all I did was read that O.J. Simpson has passed away at this age and what he died from. And then we moved on. I have to admit to the audience, I have taken an enormous amount of pleasure in listening to people try to cover this, because everybody, especially like sport, I listen to a lot of sports people, and when they try to cover this, immediately OJ died, they want to talk about, you know, him just as a football player, and I get that. But they, of course, in the back of their head realize what they're doing and who he is and what the life he lived. And so they're trying to walk around this and trying to like walk eggshells around it. He was a bad guy. He was a bad guy. It's okay to say that. Like, we don't have to, like, mince words here or anything. Regardless of what you believe of, you know, his criminal case or anything like that, it was proven in court he was an abusive husband. That ain't right to me.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything cashy about that. I have an incredible amount of African-American friends that have a big problem with OJ. Big, big problem with him. There's plenty that you can say about this. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. I can say all that and also have empathy for his 4 children. I feel for them.
Absolutely.
But another interesting thing that has happened with this is when these kind of things happen, they bring up nostalgia. They bring up the 90s or eras or different moments in time. And, of course, you cannot talk about him. And nobody talks about his career anymore. You talk about the chase. You talk about the car chase.
Well, yeah, you wonder if he's going to – I mean, is his procession going to be a white Bronco or not?
I kind of felt like it should be. It seems only right. It really does. No, I'm not going to – you know, I don't care if it's not PC or anything like that. If we're not going to call things like like they are. If Hitler died, we'd be pretty honest about that, I feel like. You know, we'd cover that the way it should be covered. And we're going to do that with him, too. But I do think that there is something interesting happening with that, is the way that it has sent so many people down memory lane and had people thinking back to not only the slow speed white Bronco chase or anything, but to other things of the 90s. So here are 10 other things that that happened in the spring of 1994, which kind of dominated things, but feel like they were over 100 years ago now. In March of 94, the People's Republic of China got its first ever connection to the internet.
Interesting.
Huh. On April 5th, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana passed away. That happened. On May 10th, there was a solar eclipse.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking. That was a partial annual eclipse. It did have a similar path stretching from Mexico up through Ohio, though. So that's kind of interesting.
That's cool.
On May 26th, Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley were married. Boy.
Really?
You know, yeah. And I'm sure they're doing fine. Wait, what? No. On June 15th, The Lion King hit theaters. It hit theaters for the first time.
I remember going pretty right away. I mean, not like an opening, mm-hmm. but while it was there, yeah, it is still a good movie.
Yeah.
Did
no,
you
that
see
is.
It?
Yes, that one I've seen. That one I've seen many, many times. My children loved that movie. And it was, I actually think that that's it's one of those movies even adults can kind of like enjoy. Well,
yeah, and it still stands up. Like yes, you can watch it right now yep. and you're not like, oh, you know what I mean? How sometimes, whatever, like the... It just seems old.
What's really crazy, and this can happen with almost any Disney movie, but take a look at that cast. My God.
It's remarkable.
That is an incredible cast. Like the voices they can get on Disney, man. That is incredible. The number one songs in the country over that stretch were The Sign by Ace of Base, Bump and Grind from R. Kelly, and I Swear from All for One. We were all over the place. We were all over the place in the 90s, which is why it's great to catch Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday.
I love it.
Catch it 8 to 9 every Sunday, everybody. Get me your requests. Get me your requests for the 90s show we're doing. And Major League Baseball was headed towards a player strike, which would cancel the World Series, of course, and just like break the hearts of many of us. And the beginning of the end for baseball for a lot of fans. That's noteworthy. The biggest sensation for kids was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I forgot all about them.
Yeah, I forget about Power Rangers, too.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. The top scripted shows on TV in the spring was Home Improvement, followed by Seinfeld, Roseanne, Grace Under Fire. Oh, I forgot about that. Coach! Yes, Coach! Oh, I loved Coach. No one had even seen Friends yet.
I think Home Improvement was my favorite in that group that you just labeled off.
Home Improvement was good. Home Improvement was good. All of them were good. I liked all those shows. But I got to say, Coach was my show. I loved Coach. God, I love that show.
What is that actor's name?
Dauber? Craig T. Nelson.
Coach, yeah. Okay.
Craig T. Nelson, yeah. He's a good actor. He's a solid actor. And the internet got real in 1994 with the founding of both Yahoo and Amazon.com. And the entrepreneur named Gary Creeman founded Match.com as well. So that came out and everything. And that, of course, created a whole bunch of websites with
Match.com
dating and
all
that.
Match.com was out that early?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was. Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I didn't realize Amazon had been around that long either.
I mean, I was just saying we could have used it.
Yeah.
Didn't, but could have.
Right. Back then, actually, would have been useful. Now it doesn't matter. That's just an insane grouping of things. Like, I don't know if I pace that well enough.
Yeah,
I don't know
that's
if we
lot.
Should have given us more time to take some of that stuff in. Like, that's crazy to think about.
It's even crazier that it's 30 years ago.
I cannot wrap my mind. Does anybody else do this? When you're thinking of things or you're referencing something that happened in the 90s, yeah, just, you know, like 10 years ago. I still catch myself doing that.
You
know,
sure.
Just like 10 years ago in the 90s. Like, James. Not exactly true. Not exactly how that happened. Today is National Grilled Cheese Day, which is perfect because it's a Friday and who wants to cook? You know, why cook? Don't even bother.
Culver's has really good grilled cheese.
Nice reference. Yes, they do. Here are some random grilled cheese related fun that is floating around the interwebs. No one knows exactly how old grilled cheese sandwiches are.
Oh, see? So it's an enigma, right? Like a little mystery.
Every year, grilled cheese just likes to say it's turning 29 again. You know, that we don't ask. We don't pry. No, that is actually really cool. We don't have this with a ton of foods. But one of the earliest references to melted cheese sandwiches featured in Sarah Tyson Rorier's Miss Rorier's New Cookbook from the year 1902.
Yeah, I was thinking it probably went pretty far back, right? Because cheese has been a staple, I mean, for a long time, and of course bread. And
so many of our traditional foods come from the poorer sections of society, whether you're talking about out in England and parts of Scotland or London, you're talking about here in the States.
Yep, and meal stretchers, right? Yes, like things that you could just make that go farther.
So I would have thought grilled cheese would have been something that was around like in the Renaissance era or something like that. You know, the dark ages.
You know what I
think
is cool? That you just said is in a cookbook. Yeah, I mean, because, does grilled cheese need to be in a cookbook? Right, so that's awesome that it was in there.
It's pretty cool. Let's take a call from a listener. Good morning. You're on the show.
All right. So what's your favorite bread to put your grilled cheese with?
White.
Yeah, I'm kind of just, boring about it. I like the white bread. I have tried it with other breads. I've tried it with French loaf. Oh, no. Oh, that
sounds good.
Yeah,
I've had it with Texas toast.
Oh, I got to try that. Ooh, that sounds good.
Although if I'm making it at home, like if they're serving it that way, if I order it somewhere, totally fine. But if I make it at home, I just use regular white bread.
I'm a big bread guy. So, yeah, the bigger the bread, the more, that sounds good to me. I'll try that.
I mean, I've done it with sourdough and stuff like that. But then one of the people that told me, that one night I really wanted a grilled cheese sandwich. I was talking about it at work. And I got home that night. And I had no butter. I mean, nothing that was, easy to spread.
Butter? That's sin.
That wasn't soft enough to be able to spread on your bread. So someone told me to use mayo. And spread it on the outside of your bread. Not a thick layer. It's a nice thin layer. Because it's an oil. Mayo is an oil.
Yeah, it's true.
That sounds disgusting. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead. Carry on.
Don't knock it until you try it.
I was going to say it.
I won't try it. Just so you know, I won't try it.
Actually, I think that's
a Miracle Whip. I'm a Miracle Whip person.
It's a little sweet. Yeah, I mean, so am I. I mean, I like both.
That's awesome, though.
It made it a little sweeter.
I do have to tell you, there was a restaurant here in town that they would have this five cheese grilled cheese special once in a while. Ooh. It was like a a bar grill kind of place. And they use a kind of an herb bread, that has the little seeds and stuff on the top. And they had five different kinds of cheese in there, so it was very savory. And that was excellent. But it was very different to me than just I wouldn't call that a grilled cheese. Me it was just different than my good old plain really cheesy sandwich. But that was really good.
Do you can you have just grilled cheese, or do you have to have it with soup?
I have to have tomato soup.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have just grilled cheese, or I know it's not. Now you take it away from it. If it's not a grilled cheese, if you throw a slice of ham in there or something.
Yeah, no, then it's a ham and cheese.
A hot ham sandwich.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, if I make chicken soup or something like that, sometimes I'll
have
it with grilled cheese.
Yeah, I like it with chicken noodle. Yeah.
Okay, but what's the lesson from this conversation? Never be without butter.
Yeah, I think that's really the big takeaway. That and the Texas toast, French toast. I got to try.
Never be without butter.
It's a good one. We learned that today. We learned that thanks to you, Kev. We learned.
I lost my card. I'm sorry.
And there is, there are convenience stores really close to your house.
You pick it up and drop it off then. He's busy. You drop it off for him, Terry. Always appreciate the time, man.
All right, you guys.
See ya.
Have a great weekend. We can talk to him all day.
Okay, seriously. You would never, ever, ever come in my home and find me without toilet paper and butter. Those are two things. Oh, and toothpaste. I'd never be without toothpaste either. But I'm just saying.
That's a good one.
Butter? Come on.
It happens.
Never.
Nope. The French were the first to make it a thing, grilled cheese, that is. They did this back in 1910 when restaurants started adding the crotte manassour to menus. But that was just grilled cheese. It also would have ham on it.
Do you think they did it on French bread?
I don't know. Good question. Yeah. It is really good on French bread.
It was bread made in France.
You had to do that. You had to do that joke. It was good. New research says that the average American adult eats 36 grilled cheese a year.
Oh, a day.
I almost said a day.
Whoa. They also need a laxative.
and a lot of them. A lot of them. Yes.
fiber.
In a poll, 57% of Americans said that they prefer white bread for grilled cheese. 24% prefer sourdough. 23% prefer wheat. Huh. And get this, Terry, 70% of people say that they use butter when they're making it, while 20% mayo.
That is crazy. I'm still not trying it. Are you trying it?
No. I'm not a mayo guy. America is divided on the way it cut the sandwich. 52% cut them in a half diagonally, while 21% cut them half vertically, and 10% just cut them half horizontally.
I have, at my house, I have one horizontal and one diagonal.
Nice.
And my own is diagonal also, but one, just talking kids. Yeah. You know?
There are several fun grilled cheese moments in pop culture, but Gen Zers will think of the movie Benny and June probably, when Johnny Depp's character makes a stack of grilled cheese sandwiches using a clothes iron, which he actually really did do in real life.
I would kill someone if they used my iron for that.
It's a silly movie, but I can't help myself. I do like that movie. That's a good one. And most people just make grilled cheese in a pan or a cast iron skillet, but some people use a toaster oven and a panini press. So there's some other versions of it.
I just use a pan.
Yeah.
Just
a
frying pan.
Same here. Enjoy your grilled cheese today, everybody, however you have it. And make sure to be filled up and get some good food in you, because we've got some great local events going on in the area this weekend. One of them I want to tell you about, and they joined us just the other day. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life have their 10th annual scavenger hunt happening tomorrow. Registration's at 10 a.m. Scavenger hunt goes from 11 to 3. Raffle, light dinner, and prizes to follow at 3. All taking place at the beautiful Ridges Golf Course at 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin. And Rapids.
This is a super fun event. So if you've not done it, jump on and do it. I just have to, you know, because I'm very competitive, so I'm just going to brag for a minute. I was on the winning team the first year and the second year.
Right on. Rock on. That's awesome. You can find out more at their Facebook page, Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. Just type that in your search bar. Otherwise, give our friend Jill a call at 715-451-0909. That's 451-0909. Great people doing some great awareness for a great cause. Have fun out there, everybody. And even if you aren't a part of the team, you may be somebody they come to for one of these items. Help them out and spread the word about the gift of life, and be look into being an organ donor yourself and find out more. Again, you can look at their Facebook page, Central Wisconsin Gift of Life, to find out more information. Happy hunting to all the teams out there this weekend.
Absolutely. Have a great time.
Yeah. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.